The 1970s spawned some very innovative and serious pop music, from progressive bands like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, as well as groundbreaking singer-songwriters like Joni Mitchell,
you just picked up a hitcher,
and Neil Young. And then there were these guys.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
The Swedish quartet ABBA spawned scads of hits in the 1970s, including this one. Mamma Mia was released as a song in 1975. In 1999, it inspired a Broadway musical of the same name, although Tina Williams, the founder and guiding light of Tallahassee's Young Actors Studio, wasn't totally satisfied with that production.
I remember when I first saw it on Broadway, I felt like sometimes the entrances of the songs were so abrupt that it threw you a little bit, and it didn't seem like it had as quite as much of a feeling to it or sense to it. And I'm the kind of person who always feels like you have to have motivation.
Williams did want to stage it at Young Actors. She finally found a version that seemed to fit the bill.
Recently seen a production of it in Grand Rapids at the Civic Theater there, and I was very entertained with the fact of how they flowed into the music a little bit better. So we have tried to do that in our production, and while you know all the fun numbers in it, songs like Lynn sings Winner Takes It All, that says a lot. So we're really trying to kind of perk up the drama part of it and see how these characters are real.
Mamma Mia requires some double casting, characters who appear as their older and younger selves, and thus require two sets of actors. So Williams tapped six Young Actors alums. She already mentioned one of them.
Lynn Dinello held, and I'm back doing a guest artist at Young Actors.
Not only did Dinello Held come back to Tallahassee from her present home in Indiana, she brought her daughter with her to portray herself in the flashback scenes.
Friday night and the lights are low.
It is kind of weird. I see my daughter over there and have to take care of her, make sure she has lunch or all that kind of stuff, you know, so it's weird.
But what's not weird, say both Williams and Dinello Held, is having so many former performance pals together again. They say that class reunion spirit lends a special joy and energy to the ensemble, both on and off the stage.
Knowing me, knowing you.
All of the alums that are doing the show, we all just are acting like we did when we were,
they're going back to their teenage days.
Right,
thinking of ways to hang out after the show, after the rehearsal.
It's like, you know, like no time has gone by.
Not all of the alums are cast members. Williams says one came back to help guide the local production.
So when you near me, darling, can't you hear me?
David Reeser, who graduated in 98 from Young Actors, he is coming in kind of overviewing what we're doing because he was in a national production of Mamma Mia. So he was very familiar with it. So when we were like, oh, we're going to do the show, we called David and said, can you come in and help us? And he was very excited about directing and so forth.
Still, it's the music that is so much of the show's appeal. The Young Actors production will provide the music through a unique combination of recorded and live performance. And Williams says the audience will be able to connect with the songs in a special way during the performance of Thursday, June 27th.
There was something in the air that night.
We are actually having a sing-along. I've already heard a lot of people are excited about that because since everyone loves the music, this is a great opportunity to come and be able to sing your favorite songs. And it'll be the regular show, but there will just be opportunities for them to get up and sing and so forth.
It will be an ABBA intensive event. Mamma Mia at the Young Actors Theater on Glenview Drive. 9 performances between Friday, June 21st and Sunday, June 30th. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.